All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Wilson, and my co-host, Dr. Tracy Gross. Hey, today we talk about arthritis, the symptoms of arthritis, the causes of it, and then how you can live your best possible life if you've been diagnosed with arthritis.
Arthritis isn't something that has to be attributed to old age or write it off to simply getting older. There are ways that you can support your body's healing and make sure that you're functioning at your optimum potential.
Hope you guys enjoy this episode with Dr. Tracy and I, all about arthritis. So we are talking today about arthritis. What causes it? You know, what are some of the underlying issues that contribute to it? Why do you keep it? And it's getting to be that time of year where we're supposed to be able to go outside and have fun and enjoy whatever it is, whether it's, you know, your recreational activity of choice, you golf or you walk or you garden or whatever that is. Yet there's a lot of people who can't get out there and do what they'd love to do because their body hurts. They ache. Their knees feel like they're throbbing or they can't do the activities they used to be able to do because of arthritis. And that's what they say. It's because of my arthritis. And today's episode is all about not only what causes it, but what are some of the real practical solutions that you have in your wheelhouse for yourself to not only, I don't know, therapeutically help your arthritis, but to also dig down deep, find out what's actually contributing to it right now. And there are real solutions for arthritis right now.
Right. And I think that's one of the most important things that people can take away from this episode is that the idea of having arthritis or my joints hurt, that's not the end of the sentence. There's absolutely something that you can do about it. And we're going to talk about that today.
That's right. So as we get into this, I want to address something because, you know, the mind is powerful. And when you adopt something as your own, you're oftentimes more likely to keep it. So what I mean by that, because I hear this from patients all the time, and after taking care of thousands of patients over the years, I hear this term, my arthritis. And I just want to address my arthritis. Because when you say my arthritis, you own that as a part of you now. And I think there's a misconception out there. Once you have arthritis, there is nothing you can do about it. That it's just a progressive, degenerative problem that is only going to get worse with time. And that is absolutely not the case. Doesn't have to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. You do not have to take ownership of dysfunction in your body. In fact, it's more beneficial to take ownership of the solution. It's more beneficial to take ownership of true health and healing. So that's really the first step, is that mindset shift of knowing that your body knows how to do the right thing and all you have to do is support it.
That's right. So I think people look at this differently than like diabetes, because it makes sense. If I say my diabetes, you're never gonna reverse diabetes if you call it my diabetes. But somebody will say, but my arthritis, never gonna reverse arthritis. That's because it can't be reversed.
It can't.
That's what they say. It can't be reversed, and that's what they'll say. And yet here we have hundreds of examples of people who are no longer living in pain, who no longer have the discomfort of their joints deteriorating, and yet they were told that the only solution for them was a drug that would mask the symptoms. And yet here they are living pain-free without that medication because they found the cause, they understood what was actually contributing to it, and they lived a life that didn't support arthritis. And yes, we're going to get into that, but I think it starts with the mindset shift of, hey, wait a second. If I've been diagnosed with arthritis, that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to continue living a miserable life without doing the things that I love to do. That's right. Not what that means.
Yeah, yeah. Conditions like arthritis, they might be common, but they're definitely not normal.
Talk to me more about that. What do you mean?
So a lot of people decide that arthritis is just a symptom of old age. It's something that you're going to have to live with and get used to. And really what that is that's accepting the idea that the body is broken and it can't repair itself. That's common thought. That's what the vast majority of the population would believe, I think. But it doesn't have to be the standard. the normal state of the body is one that's healing. It's not one that's broken. It's not one that is lacking anything. Like you said earlier, when you live a lifestyle that supports health, then you're not living a lifestyle that supports arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to know how to recover, know how to treat, know how to live your best life, you got to know what's causing your problem that's creating it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to arthritis, the most common thing that I hear when I ask a patient, hey, what did they say caused your arthritis? Because again, they'll say things like, I was diagnosed with arthritis. It's in my knee. It's doc. It's just arthritis.
Well, just a little bit of arthritis.
That's right. That's why I can't do it. It's just in my right knee. Mm-hmm. And I always ask them when they say things like that. So wait a second. It's just in your right knee, not in your left knee. They'll say, yep. I say, okay, well, what are they saying caused it? Inevitably. Well, I'm just getting older, doc. Mm-hmm. They said it's an old age related problem. But it's in your right knee, not your left knee. Uh-huh. Okay, so if it's just old age, why is it in the right knee, not in the left knee? They're the same age.
Yeah.
Right? It's in my right hip, not my left hip. It's in my wherever. Mm-hmm. If it's just old age, it's not going to attack the joints differently based off the fact your knees are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
So given the fact that it's not old age, then what is arthritis and why does it happen? And now given, we're talking about osteoarthritis right now. Osteoarthritis, you know, there's different forms of arthritis. And maybe we should talk about the fact that there are different forms of arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
There's rheumatoid arthritis, mm-hmm. right? Which is, that's more of a, it's a difference in mechanism of how it happens,
mm-hmm.
right? But anything ending with itis speaks to what?
Inflammation.
Mm-hmm. So inflammation of that joint. Now, rheumatoid is more of a condition of autoimmunity. So the body is then trying to attack itself. But the vast majority of people, when they say arthritis, they are talking about the osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
What causes osteoarthritis? And this is such a key point in understanding this. If it's not old age, what actually causes it? And if you actually study osteoarthritis, the mechanism of injury is not random chance. It's not bad luck. It's not old age. The reason why you're getting arthritis is simply uneven stress and pressure over time that is wearing away at your joints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the joint is misaligned and that misalignment is not corrected properly, and then the joint is moving and you're moving through life, running and walking and living, and that uneven wear and tear, that's going to cause deterioration in the joint.
And the reason why it deteriorates is because naturally that's going to create friction, which is going to create inflammation, and that inflammation there is then going to deteriorate either the disc in between the bones or the cartilage that's between the bones there. And not only will you get degenerative changes within the bone, but it will also eat away at the soft tissue. So that disc or that cartilage, that area, and that's when you see in the spine, that's when you see the discs actually deteriorating, thinning out, and that's when you hear people getting closer and closer to bone on bone.
Mm-hmm.
And that bone on bone is when you get into the latter stages of arthritis. That's a problem that's been going on for decades. If you're seeing bone on bone on something like an x-ray.
Right. And that's a key factor there, is that time piece. Because when you see kids, they're running around and crazy and falling and everything. And kids don't typically have degeneration in their joints or in their spine. And that's simply because they haven't had enough time for it to develop. Kids also get misalignment. And in fact, a lot of adults who have arthritis have misalignment that started back when they were kids, but they've had 20, 30, 40 years for that degeneration to develop. So that timepiece is absolutely key.
And people will wonder about this. They'll say, well, I'm not understanding the misalignment concept. Just think of alignment on your car. When your alignment on your car is off, what happens to the tires if you continue to drive on an imbalanced car?
They wear out unevenly.
Right. So think about this. if you are driving around on a car that is out of its normal alignment, the tires, they bald unevenly, would it ever be appropriate to go to that mechanic? And what if he just said, hey, we're just going to rotate the tires. Maybe we'll put a couple new ones on there, but you're going to continue to drive around on this imbalanced or a car that's out of alignment. Mm. You would never go back to that mechanic.
No, it's not fixing the real cause of the problem.
But here we are, when someone has arthritis, what are they prescribed? They're prescribed something that's going to deal with what? The symptoms of the problem. Mm-hmm. It's something to reduce the inflammation. And then how long are you going to be on that? Well, how long are you going to have arthritis? Right?
Yeah.
If it's just getting old, what can you do about getting old? Die. That's about it, right? So you're going to be on that until really for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about this, the only solution that someone is given is, hey, we're going to rotate the tires. We're going to give you new tires. But mm-hmm. there's nothing that you can do about the underlying cause of this. Mm-hmm. That's a hopeless state.
Right, right.
And that's actually just unfortunate for that person who just says, hey, this is my only option. And it's all downhill from here. Hmm. Right. And then we meet those people. I mean, I remember having a patient coming in, it was several years ago now. And, you know, I'm thinking about Dave. And when he came in to the clinic, he had arthritis of his lower lumbar spine. It's at the joint of L3, L4, and L5 in his lower back. And on one side of his spine, it was, the joints were actually coming together, meaning that it had been there for so long that it was trying to fuse together. When I say fusion, it's a natural fusion. That's a normal, natural process that happens within the body, separate from a surgical fusion. You know, surgically, surgeons will try to fuse joints together to keep that from moving anymore, with the intentions of helping that person not be in pain. So they just fuse the joints together with the screws that screw into the back of the vertebra, and they put a rod through a couple of joints there, just to completely immobilize it. That's their thought. The body naturally does that. It will immobilize and lock down tissue if it's been out of alignment for long enough. Mm-hmm. It'll add new bone, the disc will completely degenerate, and when it gets bad enough, it'll just completely fuse together. The bones will grow together. And it was trying to do that in his lower back, and he was given medications. He was given anti-inflammatory drugs, and then that turned into he had to go get cortisone injections on a regular basis. So these steroid injections mm-hmm. on a regular basis, and that would help him. He said it would work for a period of time, and then it would kind of wear off. What was happening though is every time he was getting that injection, he would go live life. And so he liked to bowl and he liked to golf. And if you think about that, you know, going out in the golf course and playing golf, you want to be able to feel your body, mm-hmm. right? But when you mask your symptoms, you're not feeling your body anymore. And what's also known now about those injections is that the tissue around the injection site, what it does is it necroses, it fatigues, and that surrounding area, the muscles around it, they don't work as well. And so those joints and muscles, they don't work synergistically anymore. And all of a sudden what you don't use, you lose. Hmm. And so it begins to atrophy. All the tissue around it begins to atrophy. And that's why one side of his body, not the other side, but the one side where he was getting injections, where he was getting all of that done, that's what one of the reasons why those joints were coming so close together. And of course, yes, he's in pain. The pain gets worse over time. He had the classic arthritis type symptoms. We take and do some scans, and first of all, his scans just light up like a Christmas tree. And so again, we take X-rays, and X-rays really take all the guesswork out of it. Tells us exactly where the bones are positioned, where the nerves are being damaged, and we can see very clearly. Hey, there it is. But he was told medically, there it is too, but it's a very different approach. Meaning they pointed to it and they said, hey, you've got arthritis of the spine. But the approach was either masking the symptoms or let's do the steroid injections so that you can, you know, kind of function. And this time we sat down together, we talked through it and we said, hey, listen, that's a problem, But that pressure that's building up there is actually the problem. Mm-hmm. So your spine is completely out of alignment. Your L3, L4, and L5 completely shifted. It rotated on itself. And what's happening, Dave, is you're walking around on an uneven spine, a spine that's imbalanced, that's out of its proper position. It's causing wear and stress on those joints there. And that wear and tear, that stress on those joints is actually what's causing the arthritis to build up. And that's why he was getting it on one side versus the other, because of that pressure that was built up there. Think about this. One side of his body is the same age as the other side of his body.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And those nerves don't just go down into the leg and cause pain that he was having. Those same nerves are the ones that go to prostate and colon and go into male organs. And sure enough, he was having difficulty with digestion, and he was having difficulty with urination, just holding and control. But we talk through, hey, the solution is to get that pressure off, get things moving in the right direction, getting better alignment there. And thankfully those joints were not completely fused together there. So there was hope there. So we can work with that. If the joints are fused together, I can't work with those individual joints. I'd have to work with above and below to get it in better position to help. But as long as there is life, as long as there's joint there and it's not fused together, there's hope. Mm-hmm. And I think about Dave now, because he still comes into our clinic and I still see him. And I think about where he is now. Do you know, we rarely talk about his back, and that might seem weird that he's coming into a chiropractor, a corrective care chiropractor. He is getting adjusted on a regular basis for more maintenance, but we rarely talk about his back anymore. We talk about his mission trips. We talk about where he's vacationing. We talk about those types of things. He's not coming in pointing at his back anymore, because he's living his life. And now it's just more, it's maintenance of what he has, because not only has he been able to get that pressure off and live his life, but he's able to do the things that he loves to do and go into places that he wants to go and walk in Israel and things like that. I think it's just a different experience in life when you choose to treat your body in a way that's congruent with what caused it. Do you know what I mean? So if an alignment issue caused it, because when he was a young guy, he had a car accident, his spine shifted, it was never treated correctly. He felt okay after a series of pain medications, muscle relaxers, and anti-inflammatories. So he felt okay. So then he goes and lives his life. And then sure enough, 10 years later, boom, where is this coming from? Well, they never traced it back to the fact that he had a problem in his youth that would have caused this to develop and start to cycle and, I guess, spiral down this scenario that he's in right now. And so I just think about how many people are walking around. They don't know what caused their problems, and they don't specifically have a treatment plan, say, for their arthritis. But let's dig down deeper. What actually caused the arthritis to begin there in the first place? And they're hurting and they're suffering, and they think this is their new life. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. Because maybe they just haven't been told that there's another way. Maybe they just don't have that hope. I bet you that Dave does not walk around now talking about my arthritis, right? It's that first conscious step of choosing to do something differently with your health.
That's right. So you might be sitting there thinking, hey, I'm one of those people you're talking about. I'm struggling. I know I've got arthritis. I've got arthritis symptoms. I want a different approach to my health and healthcare. And the good news is there is a different approach. And there's a whole network of doctors who think this way and who practice this way, getting to the underlying cause of your problems, giving you a plan of attack to live your best possible life. And we call that Max Living. Yeah. And there's a network of doctors, Max Living doctors, all over the country who would love to support you and be that doctor for you.
Yeah. In order to find a clinic near you, all you have to do is go to maxliving.com. There's a button in the top right corner that says find a clinic. You type in your zip code and it'll show you the closest clinic to you. Really just reach out and let us help you.